Blessing them, commission here today and conference straight to them so they can get back to their own walks of life in the near future.
Amen.
The other office would like to place a church there, the work that is done, pray that we're all number and closer to each other. Dear Father, we ask at this time to be with us throughout this service and hear us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 588. 588. Tis said the feast divine, the bread, the fruit of the vine, and saints commune before the shrine in the supper of the Lord. May we the Lord discern His death, our holy concern. We feast in faith, His coming earn in the supper of the Lord.
Reading once again this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful that we can be here this day to gather around this table to remember your Son who came into the world and died on that cross for our sins. Father, as we partake of this emblem, the loaf that represents his body, we pray, Father, we'll partake of it in such a manner to be pleasing to thee. For these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord's Supper's been completed, we now have an opportunity to get back to the Lord's work here at this place. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you every day in our lives for the blessings that we receive. For the income that we have, Father, we thank you so greatly. Amen. Help us now to give back a portion to thee to help to carry on the work here, not only at this place, but even throughout the world. We pray that you'll get the glory of it, and Father, help us to help those that need it. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
We have 21 present this morning. Today is April 10th, 2022. If you would, let's mark our song books, number 718. 718 will be our song of invitation. Once you've got that marked, let's turn to number 503. 503. Turning life's daily pages, swiftly the hours are
changing to years.
How are we using God's golden moment? Shall we bring glory? Shall we reach tears into our hands?
Into our hands is given the light.
arrangement that is here, I left to this time to mention, is in memory of Polly and Ida.
Edna.
Is that right?
Edna.
Edna. Edna. Okay. Spencer. And Janae and Alex Spencer. And our thoughts are for them and for his family. Every time we come by their names, we appreciate the influence that they had and exerted to all of us. And let's have a word of prayer on that behalf at this time.
Kind Father, we thank thee for thy love and care. We thank thee for those who have gone before us. And we thank thee for their efforts in life from day to day to be of service to others round about, knowing that they did in such a way as to please thee and serve thee. We thank thee for their love for thee and for their commitment to that way of life that they read and follow in the scripture. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Amen.
Brethren, we find ourselves going into the Bible. We find a lot of things in the Bible about hearing. How do we hear the Word of God? Hearing the Word of God is important to our lives. And in James 1 and verse 17, he says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. The idea of having a person who quickly responds to something and authoritatively responds to something that they do not know enough about is a sad, sad thing. And often gets that person into trouble. But be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath is a better way to go. When we are swift to hear, what we hear is very important to us. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus taught his disciples in regard to this matter that everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. In Matthew chapter 7 and down at verse 24. He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a solid rock. And the winds came, and the floods came, and blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth not these sayings of mine, I will liken unto a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And as the same winds and rains came upon his house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. Why? The foundation of that house was not upon solid material. The foundation of that life was upon the sinking sand. Let us be people then who follow the Word of God in the sense of what we read. And as we read the Scripture, we read what he has to say. And we put into practice what he has to say. Because we do that, that's the way of life that we should live. That's the way of respect that we should have. And when we cite the scripture and cite the ideas about how we hear, let us remember that we hear it as it is authoritatively the message of God. And as it is authoritatively the message of God, it enters into our ears, but also into our heart, our hearts, our mind. And we remember that as we go forth from the place that we first heard it. There's a way in which we find ourselves in a building, and of course we find ourselves in a meeting and a gathering. And the church, the ecclesia, the called out people of God, as they're called out to call to meet. But they hear a message. And they hear the message from the Holy Scripture, from the Word of God, from the teaching of the Word of God. They sometimes pick up the Bible and they turn to it and they read there what is being rehearsed to them as it says in the Scripture. That's a good way to remember some things and a good way to have it within our hearts and lives. At the same time, when we leave the building, do we tend to forget what was said? Do we tend to forget what was pointed out? Do we tend to forget what was really rehearsed to us? If we do, then we are to blame for that. The message has been delivered to us and authoritatively delivered to us, yet we have not felt it within us deeply. I've had people in church services to find that the teaching of the Bible is something that they were missing. And where they laughed before when they heard a message delivered, and they scoffed before at the message that was being delivered, they had this message from the Bible that was being delivered. And because they remembered it, they did something about it. They put it into practice in their daily walk of life. As we put this hearing of the Lord's word into our daily walk of life, let me ask if what we do with it makes a difference with how we've heard it. It tells us that we really are not in that worship service and in that way of looking at it and remembering the things that were said. The message of the Lord is a message that is righteous and good and helpful to our lives. In the book of John, in reference to this matter, in John, in reference to the matter, we see this particular thing in verse 23 and following of John chapter 2. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name, which they saw when they saw the miracles that he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Jesus looked at people, and he looked at them intently, and he looked at what they were remembering, and what they thought about what he was saying. They did not see him as the Savior. They did not see him as the loved one of God. They did not see him as the Redeemer. They saw him as someone who had come to deliver them from the Roman government. And they wanted to be free from the Roman government. And they wanted to be free from his teaching and his way. And when he did not do that with them, notice what he said regarding this matter in John chapter 3. And verse 13, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let us be people who find ourselves, as we read the scripture, understanding that the scripture is speaking to us. It's talking to us. It's talking about those who do hear and those who do practice what he says and those who do not hear and see it as an important authority for us doing what we do. And so as we gather, we think about this way of the Lord. In John, in reference to this matter, in chapter 5 and down at verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to his Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing, but as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Jesus was listening to his Father's will all the time he was here on earth. He was listening to his Father's teaching all the time he was here on earth. And as he proclaimed the message, he was proclaiming not his own message, but the message of the Heavenly Father. And thus he speaks regarding that matter. He that hath life in himself, so he hath given to his Son to have life in himself, and hath given authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, the hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the damnation, retribution of damnation. I cannot my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. That's what Jesus did himself. Can we do any greater or any better than that? Can we do that any less than that and please the Lord? As we listen to what he has to say, we listen to what he has to say in Acts 2, and we do what he has to say. In the 6th chapter of John, and it's a long chapter for us, we'll notice how it closes out this thing in John chapter 6, verses 67 and following. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6 and 69, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered him and said, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it is that should betray him, being one of the 12. He was acting like he was along with the crowd, acting like the crowd was what he believed too, what he was practicing also. But that was not the case. In his own heart, he was one who was going to betray the Lord. In John chapter 6 and verse 18, he says, but the Jews did not believe concerning him, for he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who was saved was born blind? How then doth he now see? And his parents answered him and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. He hath opened his eyes, we know him, we know not. He is of age. Ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, and the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, that he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said to him, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Jesus had brought his sight to him. And as he had that sight, he understood that sight. And he says in verse 30 and 31 of John 6, the man answered and said, why herein is marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes? Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. The Father looks tonight as we go through life, and he sees the people that really do what the Lord said to do, be what the Lord said to be. And just as there, the Lord is praised and glorified by the activities of people who do what he says their will will do. In John chapter 11 and down at verse 10, but if any man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. These things, said he, and after that he had said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do good or do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of his taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to attempt that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, who was called Didymus, unto the fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he was lain in the grave 4 days. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 13-15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. And then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus saith unto him, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which has come into the world. Notice that in this regard, she was one who was set upon looking at the things that were seen immediately as she was walking there. But she was not listening to the words of Jesus they were speaking to them. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. That is always the case, said Jesus. It is said in verse 33 of John 6, John 11, verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in his spirit, was troubled. Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. And the Jews said, behold, how he loved him. And some of them, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not to thee, if thou should believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus laid his eyes, lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou art heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people standing by, I said that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when thus he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees to the council and said, what do we with this man doeth many miracles? And if we will let him thus alone, all men will believe in him, and the Romans shall come and take away our place and the nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one should die for people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he of himself, not of himself, being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, not for that nation only, but also he should die. He should gather him as one of the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together that they should put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went forth into the country near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. Notice that Jesus was one who taught the right, who said the right, who upheld the right, and the Father is with him and showed them. But they believed only what they were seeing and not in their heart what he was representing. When you and I find ourselves following God's way and God's will, we'll be people who do what we hear him say. We hear him from his word say. And in John chapter 12, verse 48 and 49, he says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Then on say in verse 49, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment which I should say, and what I should speak. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. And whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father saith unto me, so I speak." That's the way of God. He tells it as it is. We should believe it as it is said, and put it into practice as it is given to us. What a blessing for us all. Think about your relationship to the Lord. All things are ready for you. If you are baptized into Christ, that you'll come forward and confess your faith in him and believe that that is the message that he's taught you, to be baptized into his death and raised to walk in newness of life, as Paul refers to in Romans chapter 6. That's what it is. God bless you and everyone, and thank you for your study with us today. Would you come forward and let that be known of your desire as we stand together and sing this song today?
Who at the door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart, I hasten, thee will I open.
Miss Jane will be back this afternoon.
Let's close this morning with number 597. 597. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All is wonderful.
Need our prayer.